On this first day of the trading week, I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here now to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon, Don. Hope you had a great Memorial Day.
I hope you had a good one, too. I did.
We did. It was warm and humid here. It felt like summer, though. When I look out later in the week, it appears some cooler temperatures are on the way.
Yes, we are going to see a system come on in that is going to be dragging in some cooler air. We're at a point in time here at the end of May, looking into early June, to where we do see signs that a summer season is going to happen. It's just not wanting to happen very quickly. And what we have coming our way here later in the weekend and early next week is a trough of low pressure. Coming in behind it will be some cooler air coming out of central Canada. It's not going to be terribly cold, but cool. So the warmth that we're going to have is going to be rather fleeting. Now, once we get out a little bit further, talking about maybe getting out 10 days or so from now, we do see a warmer high-pressure ridge beginning to build in the nation's midsection. And that's going to be happening right around probably the 3rd or 4th of June, maybe the 2nd. And once that sets up, I think that's what's going to just kind of get us over the hump and get us into a more consistent summertime pattern. Although we're certainly looking at the rain chances continuing, there's nothing that's going to show a dry spell anytime soon.
Yeah, so even when we change to the warmer summertime pattern, and we've been in that for a week or so now, at least this first round, and it's been raining, you expect the rainfall to continue, I take it then.
It will. Now, we are probably going to see the heaviest rain in the south central areas of the United States, along the Gulf Coast into Florida, but also maybe sticking a little bit into the southeastern Corn Belt, southern Ohio, southern Indiana, far southern Illinois. And then as we get up into the northwest areas of the Corn Belt, it does look like it's going to get a little more wet again for Iowa, eastern Nebraska, parts of Minnesota, and South Dakota. The central part of the Corn Belt, looking at, you know, probably anywhere between 1 to 3 inches of rain here over the next 10 to 14 days.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.